Welcome to the Idea Talks, where we discuss big ideas. The Idea Talks is a bi-weekly podcast with Josh Tice and other leaders on big ideas for life, leadership, and ministry. And I'm your co-host, Drew Clemencia, and we are glad you're here. For more information on this podcast, visit ideanetwork.church.
Today is episode number 76, and today's big idea is, hey, it's okay to ask the questions. You're at the Idea Network.
Welcome to this edition of the Idea Talks. Today we're joined by Kylie Dulow.
What's up, Kylie?
To my right. Hello. And Josh Ermler to my left. Thanks for being here, guys.
And I'm Josh Tice. They have to let me in.
They have to let you in.
Pick up your mic, Ermler. What are you doing, man? No,
everything I've said up to this point has not been recorded.
Even in the last episode?
Yeah, I just had it on the table the entire time.
You're kidding me.
I'm serious.
No. It's very true.
Hey, guys, seriously, you got to go back and listen to the last episode. Excellent episode. It was all about creating and executing great events that are memorable. Kylie led us in that, and she really is the master event coordinator and Absolutely. Executor, don't you think, Josh?
Oh, man. After four or five years now? I don't know exactly the time frame.
Three.
Is it only been three? Mm-hmm. Feels like you've been around with for us forever.
Yeah, it's been feel like ever.
it's been so much fun.
So today, we've got a completely different topic.
We're going to reminisce a little bit.
Yeah.
We're going to potentially answer a big question that somewhat comes up to you guys a lot that says, like, what is Idea Network? And,
yeah.
And what is the big idea for there?
More so the question comes up, why are you doing this? Or why did you allow this? Or I can't believe you're talking about this. Mm-hmm. Based on different people that we might have speak for us,
sure.
Based on different conversations that we'll have at roundtables. And a lot of times, those who are newest to the network mm-hmm. might sometimes wonder, why are we talking about that idea? And to really understand what the Idea Network is all about, it's incredibly important to understand the Idea Network mission statement. But before we do, hey, I got to drop a little bit of advertising here. Look, guys, I'm telling you, if you're listening to this right now and you haven't signed up for the Idea Summit, it's coming up. Today is almost Thanksgiving, right? I mean, 2 days away from Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. That's where your mind is. It's on turkey. It's on football. And then you got to get your Christmas presents. But here's the thing. Very soon, it's going to be January, and the tickets to Idea Summit in Vegas might be sold out. Right now is the point to go and sign up you, your best friends, your spouse, your grandparents, and your dog. Bring them out to Las Vegas. You get easy plane tickets, very inexpensive, but nice hotel rooms. Spend 3 or 4 days here in Sin City.
Las Vegas.
And come out to the Idea Network Idea Summit. It's going to be a great event. I'll tell you more about it at the end of the episode. But to understand Idea Network as a whole, Kylie, what is the mission statement of the Idea Network? We've had it for years.
Mm-hmm. So our mission statement is to provide inspirational and collaborative environments, both virtual and real world, in which a Christian minister can share methodological ideas, philosophical ideas, and theological ideas without fear of embarrassment or reprisal.
All right, so what are we talking about?
Well, I mean, one of my favorite things that you do on the first day of the actual event, not necessarily if you have an Idea Summit where we have like a night of worship before, but before any session actually or breakout happens, you get up there and say, hey, like, just so you know, there's going to be some bad ideas shared mm-hmm. today.
Yeah.
And that's okay. But what's not okay is the fact that, like, you're the one that blasts the person right. that has the bad idea.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Not every idea is going to change your church, your life, your ministry, but, mm-hmm. like, it's important to be able to share ideas.
Yeah.
It's like building on that preface. The entire day commences.
Idea Network is a continued collaborative brainstorming session. Brainstorming is simple, right? You get a yellow pad and a pen, and you just start letting your mind go wild, writing down every single idea you possibly can. Well, how much better if you did that with somebody else, mm-hmm. or three people, or five people? What if you had 15 pastors in a room, and you were collaboratively brainstorming men's ministry and building the next generation of men? See, that's what Idea Network is. And so ideas are on the table, which according to what Kylie just read, the mission is to provide collaborative brainstorming environments where people can talk about methodological ideas, philosophical ideas, and even theological ideas without being embarrassed mm-hmm. and without reprisal. And this is what Idea Network has been since the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember early on, I mean, we're going back 2013, 2014, and there was a lot less of us sitting around the table. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And back in those days, you know, the conversations that we were trying to have were conversations that we didn't feel comfortable having in other environments. And
yes.
So, you know, we found a place where we could have these conversations, and not everybody around the table even necessarily agreed on where different people would end up.
Right.
But we were able to have the conversation.
No,
and that's what made it awesome.
If we travel back to 2014, we're sitting there at other conferences, and it's after the conference, and we're talking about how great the preaching was, or we're talking about how great the music was, and then we were like, okay, let's talk about, and there was some issue, right? Some issue like ties. Should we wear ties when we preach? I don't know. I'm thinking about taking off a tie. You're going to take off your tie when you preach. Oh my goodness. And so these were the conversations. And then we said, what if this was the conference? We used to say, this is the best part of a conference, sitting around Denny's and talking afterward. Mm-hmm. What if this was the conference? And so we did. That's exactly what we did. We created an environment where we could say, no, seriously, let's talk about the idea of what we wear in the pulpit. Let's talk about the idea of what it would be like to add a guitar to our worship team. Let's talk about the idea of assimilation. How are we going to keep more of these people that are visiting our church? Let's talk about financial giving. How can we encourage tithing without being demanding and in the spirit of grace? And these were the ideas that were not really being discussed in a lot of the places we were at. That's what makes an idea network event mm-hmm. an idea network event.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing is breaking down the mold or the idea that you can't ask the question, that you just follow the leader, get in line, and you do what's always been done. But it is okay to ask that question and innovate and create with your ministry.
And that's what hasn't changed over the year. Right. Obviously, the conversations have changed dramatically over the years. You know, the type of conversations mm-hmm. we're having, what it is we're debating, what it is that we're pushing back and forth on. But the kind of essence that we're having, the conversations that are in broader church world that people are talking about, that's really what the common denominator has been over the years, is that this is an environment where we can have those conversations. Mm-hmm. And while the specifics and the details of the conversation has changed, mm-hmm. That kind of DNA in the culture has not. And now that makes different people uncomfortable, where there were people comfortable about talking about whether or not we wear ties, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Now all of a sudden we're having conversations that they're less comfortable about having, but that's where we're at. We're just a place where we can have those uncomfortable conversations.
Right. You're a minister and you're thinking to yourself, okay, I'm really thinking through a lot of these issues. Where can I talk about this with guys I can trust? Where can I talk about this and really talk with other people who love Jesus? The answer is the Idea Network. So recently, we had a lot of questions. At Idea Night, we had one particular conversation that came up that really promoted the concept of online church. And we'll walk through it. We'll just be blunt. We'll talk exactly about what happened. It was Carrie Newhoff, who is incredible. I mean, he's amazing. We can't wait to have him speak at the Idea Summit coming up here in January. The main theme of his was, what if the church doesn't return to the building? What if you just focus on online church primarily? And almost his entire session was like, maybe this is the way of the future. Maybe you should only focus on that, or primarily focus on that. And man, I got a lot of people that contacted me. Hey, boy, is Idea Network only trying to do online church? And now, if you were in our environment here in Las Vegas, you would have heard the conversation and the way it went. And the answer was, not very many people had the same position that Carrie had. In fact, I'm one of the strongest defenders of, hey, get back in church, you know, use your buildings. I'm kind of really old school on that. Here was the big question. How could we allow Idea Network to support that idea? And the answer to that question is obvious. What are you talking about? Idea Network is the place to talk about ideas.
It's what it's always been.
It's what it's always been. So whereas the past, we might be talking about, hey, I'm really kind of wondering if I should wear a tie. Now we're saying, hey, the broader Christian world is talking about online church. Let's talk about online church. And there are going to be people in the room that passionately disagree on this subject. Totally okay. this is the safe place to talk about it. Mm-hmm. So where I would be, hey, I'm heavy on online ministry, ought be an on-ramp, not a destination. Mm-hmm. Others would say, you know what, I think online ministry or kind of a half digital, yeah, half physical ministry is totally appropriate.
And I think a great example of this is me and you, where we've ended up functionally. You
yes.
know? And I think this is, I think it's important for even people to hear this, because even working as a team, we're on the same team together, but the way you and I would look at this particular thing would be a little
very
bit different.
Yes. Where
we would agree that we're both trying to develop disciples. We're both trying to reach people with the gospel.
100%.
We're both trying to build community and connection. And yet maybe where I would have more of a probably philosophy that would be digital in nature, or trying to hybrid the two to accomplish that, you would probably lean a little bit more into let's get them in person to help develop that. And so I think that's okay, though. There needs to be space within our environments for people to have different perspectives on how we accomplish these purposes.
And be passionate about their points
exactly.
of view.
Yep.
You have gone around to multiple conferences mm-hmm. Over the last 6 months online, and you've taught how to have a better digital experience
yep.
and assimilate people into your church digitally.
Yep.
I have gone out of my way to teach the opposite.
Yes. And we're still great friends.
And we're dear friends. And so here's what evangelical Christianity has done in the past. What they've said is, if you want to talk about digital, go to this conference where they're going to only tell you that's the only way.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to talk about physical, let's go to this conference, wave your flag and say, church isn't church unless you show up. And what we're saying is that at the Idea Network, say, hey, let's have both those people come around a table. We can talk about the best of both. Then we can all go out to Denny's and have dinner together.
Mm-hmm. And I think people sitting around the table are going to allow what they hear and the input that they bring to be filtered by the Holy Spirit for their context,
exactly.
for their demographic, for the personality that God's given them. And they're not going to get in this silo of hearing, in this echo chamber of all hearing the same thing. They're going to get enough of a well-rounded perspective that then the Holy Spirit has, you know, a place to be able to say, okay, now here's what you need to apply, you know, to your local church that you are leading and things along those lines.
Exactly.
And then when we get to heaven, we'll find out I was right and Josh Tice was wrong.
Per usual. And yes. you know what this does though? Here's what it does. It keeps us from allowing ourselves to function in an echo chamber. What it does for me, whenever I sit in a conversation, I'm passionate about in-person church and doing whatever we can to return to a normalcy there. But when I sit with somebody who says, look, don't overestimate the value of digital church, or at least using it to bring people in, it tells me, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't just cancel online church completely. Maybe what I should do is use it mm-hmm. as a front door.
Yep.
And what it does for you or somebody from yep. your perspective, it says, you know what? Maybe I need to be challenged to get more yep. people in person.
Exactly. Yep.
And that's what the church should do.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And I think the key word there was implement and application. You know, someone coming to an Idea Network event probably pretty much already has their mind made up. You know, you're a ministry leader, you've thought about these things, you're taking it seriously. You've pretty much got your mind made up, but you're sitting at the table and you're listening to a different perspective, and it probably almost will solidify your own stance that you already have. However, what it may do, like you guys were just mentioning, is it may make you think, well, I'm still pretty strong on online church or in-person church, but I kind of like that idea he had,
mm-hmm.
and I could implement that idea into what
exactly.
I'm already doing.
Yeah, I'll often say it this way. These type of conversations don't often change what I do all the time,
right.
but a lot of times the conversations change how I do it.
Precisely.
You know, and so I think that really is, there's value to that, whether it just changes my posture of my spirit or attitude in the way I navigate it. Sometimes it's a little more humble, a little bit more
That's a good point.
Or just like, oh, wow, I didn't think about it from that context. Yes. And I even the conversations we've had about this subject, you know, when it comes to in-person gatherings versus a digital hybrid versus a, you know, and then there are pastors we know that are just fully 100% into just digital completely. You know, they have no in-person. So there's obviously on this issue different approaches. But I think by hearing those different approaches, while it might not change what you're doing, it can change how you go about it and make your position more balanced and more round
right.
to appeal to more folks within your context.
It's absolutely a perfect point. And that's what Idea Network always has been. And really our prayer, our hope always will be. We do not want to be the place, and never have been, where you come in and hear one person's perspective or one ministry's point of view and either copy it and try to replicate it. what we want to be is a place where you can come in and say, here's the big topic, the big idea. Let's throw this ball around a little bit and see if we can figure out some ideas that are going to work in your context. And so those conversations have morphed, but the room hasn't changed. And who knows? You say, well, what will the conversations be in the years to come? Well, some of those conversations might have to do with race relations, as we see that progress over the months and years to come. Who knows what the conversation might be in years from now? But I'll tell you this, whatever it is, Idea Network will be talking about it. We're going to be talking about the biggest ideas in church world. And then we're going to walk away with different perspectives. And it's gonna, now, how do we know it's going to be safe? How do we know it's a good, safe environment? Number one, because nobody's there to judge you. This is without fear of embarrassment or reprisal. That is, there's no denominational affiliation, so nobody's going to cut you out of a denomination. There's no fear of embarrassment because everybody there will say something stupid at some point, right? So it's totally safe. The other reason you know it's safe is because those that we allow part of the conversation are focused on being dedicated to the fundamental truths of Scripture. We're not having conversations about whether or not Jesus was born of a virgin. We're not having conversations of whether Jesus is the only way to heaven, the blood atonement, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the fact that Jesus is coming again. Look, these things have all been settled. Those conversations can happen other places. We're talking about methodological, theological, and philosophical ideas outside of the realm of the fundamentals, which allow a safe place and environment to discuss some things you may feel uncomfortable discussing in other locations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No agendas, just ideas.
No agendas, mm-hmm. just ideas.
Yeah. I think really that's what's historically made the Idea Network environments very attractive. And if you've not had the opportunity of come and experiencing this for yourself, it can be an incredibly powerful experience. You know, if that's not an environment you're used to being in or being around, you know, it can be awesome.
You know, that's amazing you say that. I don't know. It could be true that some of you are listening, and we have a lot of people listening now. You're probably listening to this, some of you, and you've never been to an Idea Night, an Idea Day, an Idea Summit, and you're like, man, I've been watching, listening for, maybe I should do this. Pull the trigger. Hey, here's the great thing about this event. This is the first event you'll be able to come to and wear a mask.
Ah, they're very, very good.
And nobody will know. Even if a photograph gets taken of you here, I don't want people to know I was there. Totally cool. Just wear a mask, man.
Yeah.
Nobody will know it was you. You'll be able to deny it all the time. And you'll have been able to experience Las Vegas with your loved ones, whoever it might be. It's going to be a great event. Now, in preparation for that, you got to pick up a copy. I know they've been shipping and people have been receiving the Idea Journal 2021. Incredible articles. I mean, who do we have writing in this one? I know Alana Brown wrote. Mm-hmm. Who else?
We've got the Rainers. Tom Rainer, Sam Rainer.
Dad wrote. And son.
Yes.
Love both Tom. Of them. Love Sam. Fantastic pastors. Mm-hmm. Carrie Newhoff's in there as
yes,
well.
Yes, he is.
He wrote, and Kurt Skelly wrote an incredible article on chapter on race relations. Very, very good stuff. If you haven't picked up a copy, I definitely want to encourage you to do so. You can go to ideanetwork.church, pick up your Idea Journal 2021 anytime today.
Thanks so much for listening to today's Idea Talks. If you would like to reach out to us, drop us an email at joshtice@ideanetwork.church. If you benefited from this podcast, we ask that you take a moment to show your support by subscribing, rating, and reviewing the podcast on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us, and we will see you right here again at the Idea Talks podcast.